Karen Perry, Karen Perry, 720-65. Karen is a 58-year-old woman with history of pulmonary fibrosis, bronchiectasis, coronary artery disease, diabetes, COPD, DJD, recurrent urinary tract infection. Comes in today with difficulty breathing. Patient was at Kingwood, K-I-N-G-W-O-D hospital this morning from 4 in the morning till 9 and wasn't able to get to be seen by anyone, so she finally decided to come see us. She does have a positive flu, and she does have a bilateral pneumonia on the chest x-ray consistent with interstitial disease / pneumonia. Patient is short of breath. Patient is dyspneic. Carol Toussaint is holding. Temperature is 101, but given her current status, did not feel comfortable sending patient home with Tamiflu, and she's going to the Kingwood here HCA hospital in Cleveland, which is associated with Kingwood, so she can get transferred there. All this was discussed at length with the emergency room physician at 11 o'clock on 1/23/24, period. Medications reviewed. Medical problems as above. Surgery, C-section. COVID immunization up to date. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She lives alone. She has a daughter that's here about her. Review of system. Cough, congestion, shortness of breath, history of respiratory failure, history of pulmonary fibrosis, some nausea, no vomiting, leg pain, arm pain, back pain, difficulty breathing, using all accessory muscles at this time. Patient's flu test is positive. Chest x-ray shows bilateral pneumonia. Assessment number one, here we have a very ill 58-year-old woman with pulmonary fibrosis, now with acute flu with interstitial pneumonia. Interstitial changes in her lungs consistent with pneumonia. Patient deserves hospitalization. Patient will be sent to HCA Cleveland emergency room, where she will be transferred to Kingwood. I've discussed this with the folks at HCA in an emergency room at this time, who's going to be watching for patients. patient does not have enough oxygen to drive herself anywhere else, does not want to be called an ambulance, and it's much safer for her to be transferred to the Kingwood, to the HCA here in Cleveland. Discussed findings with patient at length before leaving. Next number, pulmonary fibrosis. Next one is recurrent UTI. Next one is just finished the course of macrodentin. Next number, overall prognosis remains very poor for this woman. Thank you.